Thank you for calling the Credit Pros. My name is Sarah. I'm a certified credit repair specialist. May I ask who we have the pleasure to speak with today?
Sure, Sarah. This is Jose with AM1. I have a client for you. His name's Raymond Vasquez. Phone number's 719-744-3303. Very nice gentleman, Sarah. He's looking to apply for $5,000 on a personal loan. Just needs your help with his credit report.
Okay, of course. I will be more than happy to assist. Thank you for the
Thank
transfer,
you,
and I'll
Sarah.
take it from here. You're welcome.
Okay.
Hello, Raymond. My name is Sarah. I'm a certified credit repair specialist from the Credit Pros. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing good.
I'm glad to hear. So, Raymond, I understand that you're looking for a loan and you were transferred over to us to improve your credit because your credit
Yes.
score was not high enough to qualify for a loan with a reasonable interest rate, correct?
Correct.
Okay, what's the loan amount that you requested?
5,000.
Okay, and what do you need this amount for?
Well, I work in Colorado Springs, and my car gave out, and I'm looking to get me another car. You
Okay.
know, a car, and I got a few bills I need to catch up, you know, pay pretty much. I'm caught up, but I just want to get ahead. Well, you know, so that's what I'm mainly doing.
Okay. Is this the first time that you
Okay.
have applied for the loan, or you're being turned down in general?
No, this is the first time I've applied, you know. I've looked at them, I scrolled through them, but this is the first time I really is doing
Okay, I see. Okay. What about any negative accounts that can be affecting your credit, like medical bills, collection accounts?
There's a medical bill on there. See, but if it's mine, I was on Medicaid at the time that they were supposed to pay for it. I don't know why it's on there. It should have been paid for.
Oh, okay. You have never asked them on why it wasn't
Yeah,
paid for?
I have called him, and he's supposed to get it removed, the guy at the hospital, but he hasn't done it yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, more than likely the reason why it's not removed from your credit standing is because maybe they removed it from their system, but it's going to continue to be on your record unless you dispute it.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Do you know your current credit score?
No, I don't. I knew it was that 680, but then that medical bill went on there, and that dropped me to 520 or something.
Okay. 520. Okay. Do you have any active credit cards that are helping you build credit?
No, ma'am. I
No.
don't
Okay.
have no credit card.
No credit cards. Okay. Okay, so then based on the information that I have here, I understand that the only thing that might be holding you back is your credit standing. Just so you know, like other companies, what we do is we work on improving every aspect of your credit, which is from disputing the negative items that are questionable to giving you access to
Yeah.
positive credit. So what I'm going to go ahead and do next is I'm going to go ahead and attempt a soft pull. This is going to be from your Equifax credit summary. I can assure you it's going to be a courtesy pull, so this will not affect your credit score in any way, okay?
Okay.
Do you have a middle name, middle initial?
E.
Thank you. And then your last name is Vasquez, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I have the phone number 719-744-3303. Is this phone number correct?
Yes, that's my phone
Okay.
number, yes.
Thank you. Okay. Go ahead and provide me your email.
It's slick wicked 455 at gmail.com.
Thank you. Go ahead and provide me your date of birth.
5/23/1969.
Thank you. Go ahead and provide me your social security number.
It's 521-176806.
Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead and provide me your home address or PO box if you have one.
Okay, it's 1720 North Norwood Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81001.
Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and request your credit summary. As I'm requesting your credit, I would like to ask you if you receive Social Security income disability.
No, I filed for Social Security, but they denied me. But I'm going to do it again because my hands got pretty jacked up. So they want me to file for Social Security.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
No, it's fine, no worries. Okay. I'm gonna ask you some security questions, okay? This way we're able to receive a response back from the credit bureau.
Okay.
Question number one. According to our records, you graduated from which of the following high schools? We have Coast Union High School, Elk Creek High School, Oakwood School, Christian Faith School, or none?
None.
Question number two. Which of the following people have lived with you in the last 10 years? We have Albert, Van, Gil, Maria, or none?
None.
Okay, thank you. Question number three. From the list below, what is the area code of your phone number ending in 1518? This can be from a current or previous. Okay, I have 210-816, 308, 402, or none.
None. I never had that
Okay.
phone number.
What about the area codes? Have you had these area codes before? 210-816?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Question number four. You currently or you previously resided on one of the following streets? We have Busby, Jackson, Hydraulic, Lake, or none.
None.
Okay, thank you. Okay, allow me one moment. The information is loading. It's either going to ask us more questions or it's going to give us a response back through Equifax.
Okay. You got a light?
You can't take
I don't need to.
it. No, he tried to get it last night.
Gertrude?
One moment, the information is still loading.
Okay.
One moment, the information is still loading.
Okay.
Thank you.
I got these for us. It's 3/4 inch drive, so we don't have to search for tools. So I got these, okay. I'm gonna put them in the garage, I guess.
One moment, it's still loading.
Okay. I got another call on the other line, another personal loan, it says.
Oh, okay. Would you like, if you want to answer, I can wait on the line. Let me know when you're ready because
No,
this is being sent.
I'll wait for you.
Okay,
I'll just
thank you
wait
so
for
much.
you.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so I have the questions now. Question number one. Your credit file indicates you may have a student loan open in or around October 2022. Who is the credit provider for this account? I have BB&T Corporation, Valley Bank, Dominicana Bank of Pueblo, Wilmington Trust, or none?
Oh, it might be the Bank of Pueblo, because I was supposed to get the loan, but I didn't start the school yet, so I don't know how that works. And it was the one that you don't pay back, that Biden bring into effect or something.
Okay, no worries. If it's not here, then no, it's gonna be none. Okay, question number three. I'm gonna skip question number two. Question number three. Your credit file indicates you may have a mortgage loan open in or on October 2021. Who is the credit provider for this account? Guaranty Bank, Summit Bank, Old Kent Bank, Vectra Bank, or none?
None.
Okay, thank you. Question number four. Okay, so it's gonna be none because it's asking for the monthly payment. So let's go ahead and skip question number four as well. One moment. Okay. Information is loading.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, I had went on Experian and tried to do that, and they said they can't, they couldn't figure out my, who I was, so they couldn't help me.
Okay, you have never froze your accounts?
No.
No? Okay. Well, maybe you don't have credit. That's something that we can look into, because as well, I didn't receive a response back through Equifax credit summary. And this usually happens when you recently did a credit check or when you have no credit as well. So that's something that we can look into.
I pretty much don't have credit, I don't believe. I've never had credit cards. I've never bought anything on credit or anything. This is my first time trying.
The first time trying? Okay. Okay, yeah. Well, no worries. We're going to go ahead and further assist you. This way you're able to build credit. Okay? So.
Okay.
Yeah, because right now everything's based on credit. If you don't have the credit, if you don't have enough credit or enough payment, positive payment history, that's something that holds you back. Because companies, that's what they usually look for. They look for people who already have credit, who can show that they can pay on time. So more than likely, it's what's holding you back. Okay? So.
Okay.
Based on the information that I have here, the program that you qualify for is the Success Program. And the way that we will be working with you, Raymond, on this program is that we're going to go ahead and work through all three credit bureaus, which is going to be Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. We will be working with everything that you consider to be misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and as well unverifiable. Plus, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and provide you with access to report your monthly payments on time. So, for example, if you have a phone bill insurance, this is going to get reported to all three credit bureaus. Okay, so your monthly payments will be reported to all three credit bureaus. Plus, we're going to go ahead and give you access to the Loan Wizard. This is in your portal. The Loan Wizard is through a third party. Since we specialize in credit repair and improvement, we don't give loans. However, what we're going to do is we're going to give you access to apply through a third party, which is going to be through the Loan Wizard, which is a tool that is going to help you determine the financing payment options that are best for you. And this way, you can apply for a personal loan based on creditworthiness. At the moment, Raymond, if you don't have credit in your favor, if you're not getting those options, if you're getting high interest rates, I wouldn't recommend for you to apply for the loan. Why? Because usually when you get turned down with one company, you're going to get turned down through all companies. Why? Because all those companies have the same requirements.
All right. Okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm. As well, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and provide you with access to, we're going to go ahead and provide you with access as well to a guaranteed line of credit. This is going to benefit your credit standing. Why? Because since you have no credit in your favor, it's a guaranteed line of credit that is worth up to $5,000 by the nationalcreditdirect.com. It's purchased online. It's a credit builder. You cannot use it by a vehicle or bills, gas, groceries. It's only online because it's a credit builder. So with
sort
this
of like
line
a
of credit,
Montgomery Ward or something like that.
This is through the nationalcreditdirect.com. This is for items like electronics, appliances, jewelry, furniture, home decor, this type of items only.
Okay.
Now, remember, Raymond, it's a line of credit, so it's only for a few months while you're getting back on track with your credit, because once you're done, you're no longer going to need it. You should be able to access regular credit cards, etc.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I understand.
So, this line of credit, it gets reported towards Experian. And by reporting every month to the credit bureau, that is what's going to make you more appealing to lenders, landlords. If they take a look on your report, that should work for them if they want to take a risk on you. Once they see the positive report of the trade line.
Okay.
As well, the monthly fee for the program, it gets reported as positive payment history. So, for example, when companies check your credit, it's going to show us if you have an active loan and you're giving the monthly payments on time, which is what they look for. They look for people who can pay on time.
Okay.
The program, the regular price is $149, but at the moment we have a discounted price of $119 a monthly fee, as long as you stay as a client. As well, the program is month to month. You can opt out should you experience a hardship, but the positive reporting will discontinue. Do you have any questions in regards to the program?
Well, yeah, I ain't got no money today to do it.
Okay.
So,
no.
So I could get back to you on that?
Okay. So, yes, of course. And Raymond, no worries. If that's the case, I can go ahead and work with you. Let me ask you, by when are you able to cover the $149 for the regular price?
Probably in about 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks? Okay, that's not a problem. The reason that I'm asking is because I'm interested in working with you. I do understand that you were looking for a loan because your vehicle broke
down.
Okay?
Yes.
But what's holding you back is your credit standing. And this is a solution that I can provide you with in order for you to start working on your credit, because whether you decide to continue with your credit, sooner or later, you're going to need it. All the companies are going to ask you for credit. What I can do, since I already have your information on file, is I can go ahead and get you started for only $12.85, give you access to some of the benefits. Not even $12.95?
I'm broke, completely broke. I'm out getting ready to go try and make some money right now.
And what about $1? You don't have $1 available?
Yeah, I got $1 available.
Okay, the reason that I'm asking if you have $1 is because what I can do is I can send your information over to the credit advisor for the $1, and I can provide you with the 2 weeks until the 16 or the 17 for you to cover the enrollment fee.
Can we just do this all at once, like in 2 weeks?
Well, with the $1, you wouldn't have to go through the same process all over again. You would be all ready to go. The process would be much easier for you.
Okay, well, let's do that, because I think I found a job and I got to go do it.
Okay, that's perfect. So then let's go ahead and get you started. The dollar is going to be through a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Yeah, let me see what it is. It's hold on.
Okay.
It's a Visa.
Okay, I'm ready for the card number.
Okay, 4075-3568 4002-6189.
Okay, what's the expiration month?
10/27.
Okay, and what's the security number, the CVV?
880.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so then once the payment is accepted, your second setup fee of $149 will be charged on March the 7th, the 16th, and that would be your monthly fee on the 16th. I would just need to go over our credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $1 to be charged today.
Okay.
Standard procedure dictates the cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment, so we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Do you have access to your email while you're on the phone with me?
Not right. Well, I got to get to work right now. I'm going right at this moment.
You're going out? Okay, so then I'm going to go ahead and schedule a call back for the 17. It's going to be on the 17. When is the best time for you? I have from 11 to 5:30 p.m.
5:30.
Okay, I'm going to schedule for 5:30. Raymond, I'm going to ask you for only 2 more minutes of your time. I'm going to transfer you to our automated credit advisor, ACE. This is just to set up your account, okay? It's an automated recording that is going to go over your information. Only 2 minutes and we're done, okay? Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, bye.